This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Science news now about a concern for all who are growing older, which is everyone, isn't it? Researchers in Michigan think they've made an important observation about bone loss. Its severe form is the disease osteoporosis, which afflicts 10 million Americans, and another 34 million have symptoms for developing the disease. So this matters. Listen, from the NPR Science Desk, here's Joe Palca.
Ormond MacDougald at the University of Michigan Medical School has been studying a molecule called Wnt10b. It's one of a family of proteins that helps guide the complex changes as an animal develops. A few years ago, he discovered that Wnt10b can decrease the amount of fat cells an animal makes and make the animal resistant to gaining weight. So he and his colleagues created a mouse that secretes unusually high amounts of the Wnt10b protein. What they found was a surprise.
Treated Wnt10b not only inhibited fat cell formation, but promoted the alternative pathway, which was osteoblastogenesis, or formation of the bone-forming cells.
In other words, the mice had very strong bones.
There was a fourfold increase in the amount of marrow bone. So marrow is sort of a mesh of bone, and the fraction of the marrow that was taken up by bone was increased fourfold. So not only was there increased bone volume fraction, but the bones were also stronger.
Since there are human versions of the mouse Wnt proteins, the new study raises the possibility, at least, that a human bone loss therapy based on Wnt10b can be made. But it's never that easy. Bart Williams of the Van Andel Research Institute in Grand Rapids, Michigan, also studies the control of bone formation. He says one of the problems with developing a drug based on Wnt proteins is that these proteins are implicated in the development of some cancers.
For instance, almost all colon cancers are actually initiated by a mutation that causes the Wnt signaling pathway to be turned on too much.
Williams says that's something drug developers would have to take into account if they try to make a drug using one of these proteins.
I think that is solvable, and there are some hints that you may be able to do that, but again, it's something certainly to keep in mind.
The University of Michigan's Ormond MacDougald says several pharmaceutical companies are interested in exploring the possibility of developing a drug based on the Wnt proteins, so there's some reason to believe that the potential cancer problem can be overcome. The new work appears in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you, Joe.